Public transport, what a great invention, right? Especially when it runs like clockwork, which isn't always the case. How can transport authorities deliver customer service to their users where they want it and when they want it? I've spoken to Justin Clark of Transport for Greater Manchester to find out how they do social customer service. Hey son, Svesan, how is it going? You tune in to the Link Humans podcast, hosted by me, Jorgen Sundberg. I am the founder and CEO of this here outfit. This podcast is where I speak to people in organizations that link humans with innovation and, of course, technology. It's the second week of August 2016, and guess what? For the next 3 months, at least, I will do my bit to remind you that we are hosting SM London Live 2016. Yep, for the third year running, our full event is returning on the 9th of November at a very cool venue called Bounce in central London. We'll be welcoming 10 of the best social and digital speakers to inform you, inspire you, and to educate you. And there'll be lots of networking and also opportunities to play ping pong with other attendees and the speakers. So check this out at socialmedialondon.co.uk. We have super early bird tickets on sale, and when they sell out, they sell out. So then you'll have to buy the regular admission tickets. So do hurry up if you want to come. So I hope to see you on the 9th of November. In other news, would you like to be featured on this podcast? Would you like to partner up on a bit of content? This podcast is on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and other fine places where audio is available. And the write-up articles are syndicated to 5 sites, including Undercover Recruiter and Social Media Today. If you want a piece of the action, get in touch for a full media kit. Just email me at jorgen@linkhumans.com and we'll take it from there. Right, with that, it's time to transition to this week's interview, which was recorded at an event here in London. Let's hear all about social customer service. Justin Clark, how are you?
Very good. Thank you for inviting me to talk on the podcast. I appreciate it.
Pleasure. So tell us about the Transport for Greater Manchester and what you do there.
That's the one. So Transport for Greater Manchester are the voice of transport in Manchester. So we run the Metrolink service, which is the biggest tram network in Europe. We oversee all modes of transport. Some of the arrangements are quite complicated in terms of ownership and responsibility. But Transport for Greater Manchester sits across everything in Greater Manchester.
So in a way it's similar to Transport for London?
Yeah, very similar to Transport for London. Some of the powers are slightly different. So the bus network, for example, is still run by the operators.
Right, okay. Now
the devolution agenda, which is being pushed through government at the moment, could see Transport for Greater Manchester have the powers for bus travel, which from a customer service point of view would mean we inherit an extra 300 million journeys a year. So if we pick up the customer service for that on social media, that presents obvious challenges, and that's sort of what we're working through at the moment.
And tell us about this shift from traditional customer service to social customer service.
Yeah, so I mean, it's very difficult for an organisation like ours. Unlike retailers, private sector companies, we don't have a specific audience. If you think about who uses transport on a day-to-day basis, it's school children up to OAPs in the 70s and 80s. So our customer service is very flexible. We need to offer traditional channels, but more and more, Twitter especially, is becoming our number one channel.
Yeah.
We've seen that in the last year, in the last 6 months especially. If you look at the statistics for our two Twitter accounts, they are going up and up and up month on month. And we're seeing a direct correlation between people contacting us on Twitter and a reduction in people using the phone line and the email.
Okay, great. Tell me about the team setup and how it's evolved.
Sure. So when I joined the organisation about 8 months ago, the organisation had just been through a six-month to a year process of starting that. So the first thing they did is they took 8 or 9 customer service representatives and turned them into a customer engagement team. Mm-hmm. That team is responsible for manning our Twitter accounts and responding to high-profile complaint letters. So really, that's taking the customer service skills from a traditional environment and migrating it over to social customer service. Since I've been there, I've focused very much on dedicating that team to Twitter. We've extended their hours. So when I joined, they were 9 to 5, 5 days a week. They now operate 6 in the morning till 8 in the evening, 7 days a week. And over the next month or so, that will increase again. What we want to do is provide a service that when our network is running, if you've got a question on Twitter, we're there to answer it.
Yeah. And I've heard you mention about crises before. Mm. So that sometimes when you have crises, you pull in more people as well. Could you mention perhaps an example of a crisis and how you handled it?
Yeah, sure. So about 2 months ago, our Metrolink tram network shut down across the network.
Oh, wow.
It was a communications issue between the trams and the control centre. So these things happen with all transport systems, but it meant from 10 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, there was no trams running across the entire network. The challenge for our customer service team is dealing with the fallout of that. Mm. So it's responding to customers and it's making sure accurate information goes out. So from a statistic point of view, in 2 hours, our mentions grew by 1,000% compared to a normal day. In response, I pulled in the whole team, so all 8 people, plus a couple from the communications team, jumped on, and actually our response times increased during the crisis. We responded to, I think, 70% of mentions within 4 minutes. A real positive from my point of view is we actually had people on the trams educating other passengers because we were talking to them on Twitter. So because it was a communications issue, it was difficult to contact drivers, to contact people around the network. So Twitter became our default communications channel.
Wow. And how do you approach people who are angry and upset and want to vent their frustrations?
It's very simple for me. We talk to people as people. We don't treat people as customers. One of the first things I did was write a new playbook for the team, which was called You Are Not a Robot. So the focus for me is put yourself in that customer's position. If you're on a tram platform, it might be wet, you might be late for work, you might be stressed. Imagine how they're feeling. Mm. Respond accordingly. A lot of the time when we get angry customers, if you talk to them like human beings, they respond in kind. So we see a lot of people venting, shouting at us. 10 minutes later, they'll reply with an apology, saying, I know it's not your fault, it's just frustrating. We get that. We understand that. We're just there to help. If people are angry, that's fine. You know, first and foremost, we need to sort their issue out. And again, it's just talking to people as you would do any other human being.
Yeah, great. And I was just thinking about these response rates. If I was stuck on a tram in Manchester, how long would I, on average, have to wait?
On average, over a month, I think our response time is around 6 or 7 minutes.
Over a month?
No, sorry, I mean, our monthly figures show that out of all the responses we send, we send them within 6 or 7 minutes.
Okay.
But that takes into account the complex cases where we have to go and check information, we maybe have to speak to somebody else. So within 2 or 3 minutes, you'll get a tweet back.
Okay, yeah, very good. And so you mentioned Twitter quite heavily here. I assume that's your most important channel?
Definitely, yeah. Twitter is our number one customer service channel. We're just starting to use Facebook Messenger as a customer service channel rather than a, a sort of a marketing PR campaign channel. But Twitter, I think, unless something else pops up, will always be our number one.
Yeah, yeah. So Facebook Messenger, so people will then go to your Facebook page and then send a message?
Yeah, so I mean, people contact us through Facebook now and we help them out.
Yeah.
But we don't really promote it as a customer service channel as much with the changes to Facebook Messenger. So we can now generate a direct link. People don't have to come to our page anymore. They can access a link, talk to one of our representatives straight away.
Okay, straight in Messenger.
Yeah.
Right, that's really good, yeah. Okay, and if we look behind the scenes, what technology do you guys use?
At the moment, we use Hootsuite to do our social media management, of course. So that's how we monitor, we listen, we respond. But in the background, we also use Simply Measured analytics system, which we use together with Hootsuite Analytics. They work very well together. We use technology, I suppose, that people might not consider. So we use things like Storify.
Yeah.
So we use Storify to categorize our tweets, to sort of categorize tweets relating to an issue or a campaign or a certain type of inquiry. Right. We can use that internally as an intelligence tool. Mm. We can use that externally so people have got an easy place to look at all the content in one place. That's pretty much on the social media side, our two main pieces of technology.
And do you have an app? Or
yeah, there's a TFGM app, which is a journey planning app. Mm-hmm. We also have a Metrolink app, which is more for journey times. We're in the process of looking at a new app, which will be based on live data. I think that will really take us to the next level, and that's expected at some point in 2016.
And will customers, travellers, will they be able to use this app for customer service as well?
I think that's the intention. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not quite sure where we're up to with that. In terms of technology and apps, we also have something called Get Me There, which is like a form of smart ticketing. So people can buy tickets for the Metrolink through their phone. They can use the phone to show people they've bought a ticket. Essentially, it saves people time. It reduces queues at machines. It just speeds the entire process up, which is good for us. But from our customers' point of view, it's what they want. A lot of people in the morning might be late for their train or they forget to buy a weekly ticket. They can do it from home. They don't have that stress of queuing up, waiting for a ticket.
Hence the name, just Get Me There.
Get Me There, yeah, exactly that.
Great. And how do you measure your results? Can you measure return on investment? Do you sell more tickets on your trams because of your tweets?
We do look at that. Well, there is a direct link between some of our campaign work, so our more proactive social media, and certain types of tickets. So we definitely measure that. In terms of ROI from a customer point of view, we look at response times, response rates. But something that was mentioned during the discussion is turning a negative situation into a positive. We track that as well. That's one of our biggest sort of ROI factors. A customer came to us who might be frustrated, might be angry. How did they end that conversation? So we track that as well, and that's so important for us. If we can turn around a conversation into something positive, we've done our job.
Yeah.
That's me happy, that's the team happy, that's what we're there for.
And who inspires you? What are the transport organisations doing well on social?
I think different transport organisations do lots of things well. They do some things they need to improve. From a social customer service point of view, I think some of the big retailers have it right.
Mm-hmm.
So ASOS, their dedicated Here to Help account is fantastic. I'm looking at setting up a dedicated customer support account for TFGM. Xbox support, I'm not sure if you're aware of that account.
No.
They actually hold the world record for most mentions replied to.
Wow.
So I think they handled something like, it was in the millions of mentions within 2 minutes. So I think those two, Nike support is another fantastic account.
Mm.
From the sort of creative campaign side, people like Red Bull, Primark, they're leaders at the moment. They're really leading the field, and that's who I look to.
Great. And if we look into the crystal ball, what do you think is next for social customer service, and what's on the roadmap for you guys?
I think next for social customer service is, I think it will just become the dominant force.
Mm.
I think the traditional channels will always have a role, they will always have a place, but I think social customer service will become the next big investment. I think companies are getting there, but I think in the next year to 2 years, it will take over. In terms of TFGM and Metrolink, the journey we're on now in transforming how we talk to people online, how we really adopt a digital first approach, will just become ingrained. It will become natural. Again, it's just do more, get better. That's always my philosophy.
Yeah, great. And where can our listeners connect with yourself, Justin, and where can they check out you guys on Twitter and other places?
Okay, so for myself, it's just Clark Social on Twitter, the same on Instagram. And if you follow Official TFGM and MCR Metrolink on Twitter, you'll see our two main accounts.
Great. Justin Clark, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Right, I hope you got a lot out of that interview with Justin. He and his team are doing a tremendous job, I think. Everything he mentioned will be in the show notes article. Have a look at linkhumans.com/podcast for more of that. Make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. We're available in iTunes and the podcast app and other places. When you hit that subscribe button, please let me know so that I can thank you personally. That's it. Many thanks for tuning in, and I will catch you next week.